This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
Meow. Thank you. Thank you. CKUW 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio, on the air, live, Winnipeg, Canada, Manitoba, University, Winnipeg, 4 1/2 floor, Centennial Hall, hall. Yes, indeed. We're back after a week off for a failed doctor's appointment. We're not going to talk about that, though. Alan did not phone to confirm the appointment, showed up to the appointment. They're like, dude, we canceled your appointment, and I had to rebook. So I could have done the show last week, but no, couldn't do the show last week. Fine. Oh, well. That's okay. I went home and went back to bed, so. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. It's 12:30 in the morning. What's the date? Holy cow. Are you serious? It's the 28th already? No. Can't be. That's wrong. It's right. I'm just going to click on the calendar. It's totally right. Today's the 28th. What is happening? Okay, so January's almost gone. For the love of CKUW. All right, listen, I'm not going to talk too long. I've got a good show lined up for you for sure. We've got a hippo interview for you, which is off the rails craziness. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I don't know how informative it is, but there's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of bad jokes. But you know what? I loved it. It was so fun. It was so great. And I think it comes across in the interview. So that's going to be the majority of the show. If we got time, we're going to do a little bit of Fear, because Fear were amazing at the Winterruption at the West End Cultural Center. Sold out show. Fantastic. And what a thrill it was to see the legends that are Fear. Of course, there's only two of them, two original members left, but still. And yeah, we'll talk about that later in the show. And I don't know what else we're going to do, to be honest with you. Fear... Hippo picked some of the members of Hippo picked a music set that we're going to play, all of which except for one I've never heard before, and all of which I liked, so that's pretty cool. And if we got time, I might play a new Megadeth tune for you, because Megadeth just came out with a new record this week, so there you go. But listen, the opening set, and I'll explain to you. So usually the opening set has something to do with the previous week. You know what happened in the world, or what happened in Alan's tiny little life, or what happened in Winnipeg or Manitoba or Canada or something. This week, because Fun Drive is coming right up, which, by the way, is February the 6th to the 20th, I'm going to be recording some Fun Drive commercials. So I was looking for background music to stick underneath my voice when I'm trying to get you folks to pledge some money to the radio station here. And so I thought, you know what, I love this music, so I'm going to open with some of my favorites. And here's what we came up with. So we just heard Johnny Pearson with Pop March from a compilation record called Music for TV Dinners, which came out in 1997 on Scamp Records. We heard Keith Mansfield before that with Pop Package from another compilation. Oh, no, no, I don't, no, 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 that was a record by Keith Mansfield called Contemporary Color, which came out in 2009. We heard Dennis Berry before that with Bargains Galore, deal, from a record called Music for Supermarkets, which came out in 2011. From that same compilation, we heard Ib Glinderman, who is spectacular, by the way. His stuff is so, so good. But we heard a song called Holidays. Before that, it was Nino Nardini. I think I'm saying that right. I'm not sure. With a song called Cheeky Moog. From a record called Groovy Baby, Kitsch, which came out in 2004. We heard Alan Moorhouse before that with Heavy Bopper. From another compilation called KPM 1067, The Big Beat. And that's volume 2. We heard Lauren Wilfong before that with Alley Cats, again from Groovy Baby, Kitsch, We heard Norman Dane before that with Man of Mystery. Again, that's from the Groovy Baby one. And again from the Groovy Baby one. And again, a double shot from Norman Dane. We heard Weekender. It was Heinz Kiesling before that with Good Choice. And off the top, we heard the mighty and one of my favorites, Patty Kingsland. And we heard Money Money from a record called Supercharged, 1974, put up by EMI Music. And there's a good segue for you, because we are going to be asking you for your money, money, money. Must be funny. In a rich man's or women's world. And yes, that starts, like I said, on the 6th of February and goes till the 20th. It's a two-week fun drive, so we're gonna have two shows as we did the last bunch of years. And we're going to have fun, and it's going to be awesome. And we're hoping to... I'm hoping to get over $2,000. I almost made it last year. We did... the Night Danger radio show did 1,800 and something. I think it was 65 or 85 or... But we were very close. And the great news is last year, the mighty CKUW... ended up hitting our $60,000 goal, but by the skin of our teeth, the grand total that we raised, and this was eventually, this wasn't during the two-week drive, it took us a little bit longer, but we ended up raising, as of today, $60,075. So, yeah, we basically reached it by 75 bucks. That's how close it was. And I can tell you folks that it's going to be imperative that we hit 60,000. Remember, I'm on the Board of Governors, so I see, you know, our financial stuff. Every month we have a meeting and we're like, okay, here's the financials. Here's what blah, blah, blah. Here's what's going on. And I'm going to tell you, we need to hit 60,000 again. You know, everything's gone up in price, as everyone knows. And, you know, it's no exception for a radio station, except we probably have extra expenses over and beyond what you folks at home listening will have. So please, 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 you can actually pledge us right now. Like the link is open to pledge. So if you go to ckw.ca, you'll find a donate now button, and that's where you go. And if you want to go, you know, online with the old credit card, you can actually donate right now and get us kicked off in the right, on the right foot, you know. And but like I said, yeah, 60 grand is going to be important as heck this year. So if you could help us, please do. But yeah, but stay tuned. I mean, let me just check the old calendar again here. But when are my fun drive things coming up? So let's see, January. What is this one? February. Let's see. So we got. So February the 10th is the first Night Danger fun drive, and then the 17th is the next one. And we'd love to hear from you too. It's actually really exciting when we're, especially for us late night shows, when there's definitely not as many people listening as there are in the morning time, in the afternoon, and the evening. It's really exciting for us nighttime people when the phone rings and we're like, holy cow, the phone is ringing. Yeah, because there's long like periods of time when the phone won't ring. You know what I mean? We're like, dude, ladies, please call us, you know, and we're begging you. And the phone rings and we're like, yeehaw. So we hope you can phone, but you know what? It's all good. Get on the internet, ckw.ca/donate. And if you want to do it just all private, like, and if you're shy or something, you don't want to talk to the phone people. Yeah, do that. That'd be amazing. Be so good. So anyhow, fun drives coming right up. All right, listen, I said I wasn't going to talk too much. I'm tempted to talk a lot, but we won't do it because we've got the hippo interview. Part one is coming up. So listen, before I even get to that, I'll talk just a little bit more. Sorry. I sound like that dummy in the States, that just won't stop talking. The guy that leads them. Just blah, blah, blah. But listen, on January the 30th, coming up right before the month ends, which is a Friday night, the Osborne Tap House, my buddies, and a great, great band called Hippo are releasing their second album. And I got to say to you, like, and you'll hear it a little bit later in the show, the new record sounds fantastic. Phil Castain from the Castains was the producer and engineer of this record, and the record sounds pro and awesome. It's so great. So come on down January 30th, a Friday night, Osborne Tap House. Come and see Hipple release their record. Come and buy the record. Maybe buy a shirt, a hoodie, something along with that. And come and see Hipple release that record. And it's you won't regret it. And the Tap House has got good food. If you have a Friends of CKW card, you get 10% off grub at the Tap House. And plus the beverages, the adult beverages, are one of the cheapest in town. I can tell you that much. So if you're new to the city or new to the scene, the Tap House is a great place to see a show and a great place to have a drink and a great place to have some poutine. Their poutine's pretty famous, man. And come on down. It's going to be freaking incredible. And listen, get ready for the most off-the-rails interview I have ever done in 7 years of radio on the Night Danger radio show. Let's get to it. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger radio show is going till 3 in the morning. And we got Hipple, and more Hipple on this one. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. All right, so here we are. We're in the Hippo Jam space right now, which is actually pretty exciting, and it's pretty sweet. Just like our last interview, we did it in a jam space, and this is even more spacious and amazing. And there's technology all around me. There's lights going off. There's guitars on the walls. There's amps everywhere. There's a sweet Pearl drum set in here. I won't tell you where we're at because it's a top secret location. So we don't want any shenanigans, but...
Just get me to tell them the address.
Yeah. Well, my first question for Hippo is, what is the address of your... No, that's...
Too. Yeah. Too.
All right. So here we are with Hippo, and we're getting ready for the big album release, which is coming up this very weekend, which I'm really, really excited about, and so should you at home. But first of all, so welcome, first of all, to CKW Radio, and in particular to the Night Danger Radio Show, which happens to be my show. Yay. Thank you very much. And you know, we better start off though. We'll go around the table, and we're gonna do introductions. So I need to know you know, who you are and what your job is in Hippo.
Hello, I'm Trav, and I sing. Yep.
I'm LJ, and I play the six string guitar.
Hey, it's Corey. I'm the newest Hippo. I play guitar.
Jay, bass.
We're missing one guy.
This one goes out to Ted.
Ted!
All right, cheers, buddies.
We always cheers when we say Ted.
And, of course, Ted's on the drums, and in my opinion, I'm not biased or anything, but the most important part of the band. Sorry, guys.
Ooh, but, I see how it is.
I agree. Yeah,
agree. All right, lots of excitement on the Hippo front. We're going to get to the new album, the album release show. We're going to do that in a little bit, but for now, it's time for a Hippo history lesson. But for those of you who don't know the history of Hippo, it is History 101 coming right up. So my very first question for one of you, and we're doing the hands up thing.
Pass the mic thing.
First question is approximately, not the exact date necessarily, but when did Hippo form?
Pointing at me the whole time.
It's like a game show.
Answering for Trav here, officially we formed in October 2018.
Kind of like a game show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we jammed a little bit that summer, but then we did that one party, acted like idiots, and we're like, yeah, we should be a band.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow, we even have the month. Never mind, wow.
Way back in the 20s.
Back in the 20s. Yeah. Okay, listen. Now, if you've never seen Hippo or never heard Hippo, this is one interesting, band. There's no question about it. So you should get out to the Tap House this weekend, which, like I said, we're going to get to. What are the circumstances with you guys coming together as a band? How did this even happen?
Well, I've known Travis, you know, through the scene for a really long time. Every time we run into each other, we would always talk about Wiener Water Soup.
Wiener Water Soup!
What's that now?
Winner want a suit, man.
Yeah, so anyways, it just became a common theme between us. Didn't matter where we were, you know. Winter water suit, blah, 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 blah. So we decided, okay, well, let's get something going on. And then we tried to get some people together to play with us, but nobody showed up. And then LJ showed up. And so then we started writing Winter Water Soup, and we were a band after that. I think originally we were a three-piece because Trav was playing drums, and we needed a guitar player. And I don't remember. Maybe Trav can clarify this, but who was the original guitar player that we tried to get in there?
Sure. I don't actually remember. I think
It was actually Steve. You guys told me a bunch of times. Steve actually for a little bit was in the band, but now he's not. And yeah, Trav and I were in another band together, and one day he's just like, hey, man, this band we're in, it's fizzled out. Do you want to join me in another thing? And I was like, fuck yeah, I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, we played in a band called Flaccid Banana.
Flaccid Banana.
I forgot to say about that on the last one.
Yeah, interesting. Folks, you know, we gotta be careful with the. Anyway, this is a family show. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
We're talking about salads and fruit.
That's true. The hippo is mostly about eating, I think.
A lot about eating and a lot about pooping and a lot about
your liquid intake.
More pooping and liquid intakes. I mean, they do drink a lot of water and eat a lot of vegetables. So, I mean, anybody in Woolsey is going to back me up on this one.
That's right. This is a healthy band, for sure.
There's water and beer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The name Hippo, though, well, awesome name, first of all. How did this name come on? Family show, remember?
It became my dog. I have a massive hippo cross. I mean, sorry.
Wow.
I've never heard of that before.
It's heckin' huge. And so one day we ended up, I don't know what happened, but there was a medical issue, and we ended up getting an x-ray done of her, and her skeletal bones were just so crazy that I showed it to Travis. I was like, this would be a cool gig poster, man. He's like, what is that? I said, that's Hippo. And he was like, well, why don't we just call the band Hippo? So it's basically named after my dog. And then when we Googled it, I couldn't believe nobody stole it yet.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah. No, Trav didn't name it. JB did. Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of a cool story, though, I got to say. Yeah.
Talk to my lawyer.
Anyways, the band name is Hippo, no matter how it came up, but that's a cool story.
And it's also a really fun word to say. Okay, everybody listening right now, just stop for a second and go, Hippo.
Yeah.
Just say it right now. Hippo.
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 It's fun to
yeah,
say.
And hippos are cool too. I like hippos as well. This is going to turn into the Discovery Channel right away.
Google it, man.
I don't. All right, let's talk about the live show though, because for those of you who have yet to witness a hippo show, I'm going to try and get the fellas to describe it. Maybe this one's going to be for all of you. We're going to pass the mic, and I want you to quickly describe a hippo show to the folks listening on the radio.
We're basically grown men who wear pajamas and sing or play loud, fast, heavy music.
Murray from the Dayglows set put it best, really tight band. Don't know about that furry stuff. You know, sometimes it could stink. You know, we got a good story about that, but more on that later.
Come on, Corey.
Yeah, Corey.
Has Corey even played a show?
Yeah, he hasn't even played.
Okay,
yeah.
What's your opinion on this one?
Yeah. Heckin' nailed it.
He's the real talker.
He's the real deal right there, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot find someone else like that, I swear to God, because they're too busy going, yeah. Dig it, man. A hippo show is fun and really, really hot on our end, so don't hug us after we play.
Oh,
It really reminds me of the awkward kid at the hotel.
We are the awkward kid.
This is my hippo and it hippos and that's it.
Folks, what happens is the band dresses up in hippo outfits. And yes, they do look very warm. Like, I mean, right, it's supposed to be 37 below tonight, so the band's probably going to wear their hippo outfits tonight to stay warm. But I got to ask you, where did those hippo outfits come from? Where'd you get those? Are you guys, like, sewing them or?
Internet.
That's all we get. That's all we get from that one. How would you feel about people showing, like the audience showing up in hippo outfits? Would that be weird?
I dare them to.
That would be amazing.
We have actually, you'll see on the album release, but we have a certain friend who might have put something together, but I actually did have a few.
This is news to me.
Yeah, I didn't tell you guys.
More trap. I want to hear it all.
I did actually have a couple of people ask. It's like, oh, you should sell hippo suits and stuff. And it's like, well, like we can order them like off Amazon, but like anybody could order them or like whatever. Like, how are we gonna sell these and then know what size is and like. Just buy one yourself. Don't buy it from us. Come to the show wearing a hippo suit.
That would be the best.
That'd be cool.
Just buy our patches and sew them on yourself.
Yeah. Highly, highly recommended.
Wow. Amazing insight.
deep thoughts in that man's mind.
There's always one band member that's kind of like Silent Bob. You know what I mean? Like sort of. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hi, this is Hippo from Hippo, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Independent Radio.
Hi, this is Travis Nolet from Hippo, Death Tax, and Toaster Bath, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi,
Oh, yeah. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. The University of Winnipeg, 4.5 floor, Centennial Hall. We're live. We're here. We're alive, live in the flesh, for Pete's sakes. Drinking a lot of coffee right now. The eyes are burning already, and it's only 12:57 in the a.m. on, can't believe it, January the 28th. January is almost gone. Good grief. But it's our Hippo interview show. There's part one. And we actually played two songs. So that was the history lesson part of the show. And so you heard the songs from their first record. Actually, kind of their second. They have a demo, right? So there's a demo there. Maybe we won't include that. But the first really official kind of full-lengther we just heard two songs from. We just heard Light Beer and Hoots from Ride the Hippo, which came out in 2020. And before that, we heard, the title track, Ride the Hippo. And again, 2020 was the last time we got to hear anything on tape from Hippo until now, until this Friday. So you got to get down to the Osborne Tap House. And, hey, tone it down there, buddy. There, that's better. Okay, hold on. I didn't mean that much. Okay, here. Oh, here we go. Okay, there we go, there we go. More cowbell, please. So Osborne Tap House, January the 30th, which happens to be this Friday night. And what I didn't mention to you the first time is the openers, the support or whatever you want to call it. You'll hear later on that Hippo are going to play third. Juste Orange are playing last, and they're wicked. They're one of my favorite bands from the city. But you know what? I don't remember seeing After Work Ritual, so I'm really excited to see them. I always get to shows early, not like the old days where I used to show up for just the headliner like a dummy. Now I've smartened up after all these years, and I go to check out all the bands because I have to see No Complacent. It's been a long time. Gosh, it's been a long time since I saw No Complacent. So I got to get down there and see them. And I always love discovering new bands. So yeah, After Work Ritual. And I've seen Juste Orange numerous times, and they never disappoint. Emily's just freaking crazy, on the lead vocals there. So it's amazing. So anyways, get down there this Friday night. Osborne Tap House. It's going to be a super fun time. The punk rock community is going to be out in full force, and that's always a fun time. But anyways, I'm going to shut my big yapper now, and here's part two of our interview with Hippo. Off the rails, folks. Just off the rails, I'll tell you. Yeah.